even though the Haftarah of Parshas Kisisa is a rear Haftarah, it's normally, on a regular year, it would be Parshas Para, and we would not be hearing the story of Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel, which is such an inspiring story, so exciting and full of inspiration. But we will not focus today in the shir on the Pashup Shara of the Pesukim, and I encourage everyone to learn it, like I'm sure you did, on Shabbos. And today's shir is coming out a little bit late for whatever technical reasons. And instead, we're going to learn a little piece from the Dubin HaMagid, who the Dubin HaMagid focuses on a couple of words in the Haftarah. You see, one of the drushas that Chazal make is something called Misaira. When there is a word or form that appears a number of places, limited amount of times in Tanakh, a certain word, we connect all those words, sort of like Xeris Shava, it's called the Misaira, and we connect them all together. The Balaturim quite often darshans a Misaira. So the Dubin HaMagid brings that in this week's Haftarah, Pasuk says, or Haftarah, Pasuk Yisisa, Ukrasem Meshem Elohechem. Eliyahu HaNavi tells the people of the Baal, and you will call out, Ukrasem, you'll call out in the name of your God, and I'll call out Lahavdil in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll see who gets the fire to burn his carbon. This word, Ukrasem, and you shall call out, appears in four places in Tanakh. So of course, one is here in Malachim, in Haftarah. Then there's two in Chumash. In Parshas Emor, when it comes to the Yontif of Shavuos, it says, Ukrasem be'etzem ha'yoyim hazeh. You should call out on this Yontif, on this day, that it's a Yontif for Hashem. And then in Parshas Behar, the Torah says, Ukrasem dror bar, you should call out of freedom for the land in the Shnas HaYoyvel. And in Yirmiyah, well, Mitzvah Shem will learn the Pasuk in a few minutes, Pasuk says, Ukrasem oisi, and you call out to me, says Hashem, V'halachtem, and you go, V'yispalaltem ilai, and you daven to me. So we have these four Ukrasims, and we're going to Mitzvah Shem show, so the Dovid HaMagid, a connection between the four. And as an introduction, we're going to bring 3 points. Point one, two, and three. So let's get focused on point number one. Point number one is based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, which became famous because of a Gemara in Bava Kamma. So like I just saw in the Mishpacha magazine in English, recently you said that they used to joke about the Telzer Bachar Melnita, that they know Shas, because they learned the Ksais, so the Ksais brings the Gemara, so that's how they know the Gemara. So here's a pasuk which, you know, maybe, and it shouldn't be like that, maybe, but it's kind of more famous because of the Gemara in Bava Kamma, and a little bit maybe from Hamavdil. So here's the pasuk. Pasuk says, Masa Duma, a nevuah of Duma. Eli Kari Miseir. I hear someone calling to me from Seir, from Esav. I hear a voice calling, and the voice says, Shoimer, guard, Mami Laila, what's going on with this night? Shoimer, Mami Lail, guard, what's with this night? Amar Shaymer. So the guard responds and says, Asa Boiker, the morning has come, the Gam Laila, a night has come, Im Tevayun Bayu, Shuvu Asayu. If you want to speak and do tshuva and return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll be accepted. And of course, this pasuk is brought down at the beginning of Bava Kamma, where the Gemara is darshaning what Mava is. The Gemara says, Mava is a lashon of talking, of a man involved in tshuva. Look in the Muki Yosef, everybody knows. So, we're going to explain this pasuk, and of course, since we're learning Dovid HaMagid, we're going to have today three mishalim. Here's mashal number one. Very interesting story. There was a rich, respectable man who was very, very beloved by the king, and unfortunately, that caused that other officers were jealous of him, and they made up some libel about him, some fake story, and they put him into a position where the king had to kill him. So the king first said, okay, let's throw this guy into jail, and then we'll decide if we're actually going to kill him or not because of this accusation which was being made against him. So, middle of the night, he was sleeping, and all of a sudden, they just like jumped in like a bunch of, you know, commandos. They came into his house, they grabbed him, and they started bringing him down to this dark, dark cellar at the bottom of the palace, like in this prison way underground. And while they were bringing him there, he says, what's going on? What happened? What is this? Why is this happening to me? And nobody knew, because everybody actually thought that the king liked him so much. They didn't realize that something had come up, and so nobody had what to answer him. So he had no idea what it was. Anyways, they brought him down, and they threw him into this little room, into his little bed, and eventually he fell back asleep into a very difficult, troublesome sleep. And when he woke up, when it came time to wake up, like the morning time, we usually wake up, he woke up, And he didn't even remember the story because it was so unreal, so strange such a thing could happen to him, that as far as he was concerned, it was like some nightmare which he had forgotten about. And he just woke up, and he's in bed, and unusually, instead of it being light outside, and the light shining through the cracks, instead, it's pure dark. So he was wondering, why is it so dark? So he said, I don't know, maybe I woke up too early. So he rolled over and went back to sleep. And then, again, his body wakes up after a little bit, and he's like wondering, like, I don't know, it's weird. Why isn't it getting night out? Why isn't it getting light outside? Why is it so dark? He keeps twisting and turning. And this is what this goes on. The king, meanwhile, you know, wanted to see if he could help his friend, see if maybe there's a way to get out of it. Maybe he doesn't have to kill him. So the king traveled down to the dungeon to hear what this guy is saying, maybe talk to him. And as he gets closer to the dungeon, he hears the guy crying and saying, what's with this night? What's with this night? When will this night end? Why is it so strange? Why isn't the light shining through the cracks in my window? Because the guy was living in some fantasy. He thought he was still in his bed. And the king says to him, my dear friend, what are you wasting your time wondering about the night? It's come morning. It's come night. You've been lying there as the time goes by. You just don't realize. You think that you're lying in a long night. But the night is not that long. It's ended. And all you need to do, your job, says the king, is to beg me to release you, to apologize for what I think you did. You got to call out for me, and then I'll get you out. But don't worry about night. You're totally missing the point. Says the Heilig Gedumin HaMagid. Back in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, we had different signs to know if it was a time of chesed, rachamim, or if it was a time of din. L'mashal, everybody knows that by the Sar La'azazel, there was this red piece of wool that would turn white. So we had ways to know if Hashem is right now upset at us, or if Hashem is good with us. If the Kruvim are facing each other, there were other things from the smoke from the Ma'aracha. There were all different signs to know, is it a time that we should right now be inspired? Right now we better get davening because something serious is going on? Or is it like this saying in the United States of America, is everything good? It's good. I'm good. That's what we needed. We had ways of knowing this. But in the time of the Chorban, we began a new tkufa. We have no idea what's going on. We don't know what we were holding. Like it says in Eicha, the mechashakim hoishivani, kimeisei olam, in darkness we're sitting, like dead people. We don't even know what's happening, because we're just sitting there without any information. Like when you're sitting there, you know, stuck on the airplane, or in the airport, I wonder where I was recently, and you're wondering, you know, how can you be just sitting there, how come nothing's happening, like the train stops in the middle of the tunnel, and you don't know how many hours you're going to be there, and what's going on, you have no one to talk to. So, you don't know, should you be davening more right now, or not? Is it a point? Is it a time like it says in Yeshaya, a famous pasuk here? Again, this is a famous from Hakainis. Chavi, kimat rega, adi avrazam. Just hold yourself, hide yourself a little moment until the anger passes. Maybe it's like a time of anger. There's no point really in davening for Mashiach right now. It's not going to come. We don't even know. We don't know what's going on. So that's a pshat in this pasuk that we brought before from Yirmiyah. The pasuk we brought from Yeshaya. The pasuk says, Masa Duma, it's a nevuah of silence. Because everything's silent, we're not davening to Hashem, we're not calling out to Him. And what do we say? We say, Shomer! We call out, we say, Shomer! Mami Laila! Shomer! Mami Laila! Like, Manishtana Laila! Why is it just so dark? How come we're just in Golas and Golas and Golas and Golas and Golas? Like, there should be good moments, bad moments. I mean, we're learning to say for Shaiftim on Shabbos in the afternoons. You know, there's Kupas when everything's good, Kupas when everything's bad. Most of the years are actually good. But, you know, it just seems to be one long darkness. When is this ever going to come to an end? The Kaddish Baruch Hu says, hey, you don't know what's going on. Amar Shomer. Asa Boiker. The Gam Loyal. It's come morning, it's come night. There's been Kupas. There's Kupas when I was ready to do the Geula. There's good Kupas. There's Kupas when it's hard. There's Kupas when I'm ready to redeem you. And you are just sitting there focusing on the wrong thing. Chazal say, Klai Yisrael could have been redeemed in the time of Ezra, like they were redeemed in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. But the Chait was Gairim. Hashem says, I'm ready to do Nisim. And we explained a few weeks ago, this Gemara means that they didn't do Tshuva the way they're supposed to. So he says, the time of Gula came so many times. I was ready. Im Tivoyun Boyu. If you do Tshuva, you'll be accepted. Just call out to Hashem. And based on this, the Ben Magid explains beautifully, there's a pasuk in Tehillim beginning of Motzeach al Yelez HaShachar, Esther Amalka, or whoever else, you know, authored this parak, says right at the beginning, everybody knows, Keli, Keli, Lama Azavtani, Rachayk Mishu, Asi Divri Shargasi. And he explains with another mashal. When a mother leaves her house, and she left the kid at home with a babysitter, and the baby's crying, or the little kid is crying, there's a way to know if the mother just left, or if the mother left a while ago. You could tell from how the kid's crying, says the Dubin Amagid. If the kid's screaming at the top of his lungs, full of energy, or having a real, real serious screaming tantrum, that means that the kid knows that the mother is still in the vicinity. The mother just left, and he's trying to awaken the rachmanis of the mother, that the mother should come back home. He's trying to win the mother. But if the mother's long gone, then the kid's whimpering, makes little noises, he keeps remembering, he gives little krexes, but it's not a real cry because he knows there's no point. His mother is not coming home right now. So Esther Amalka says, we feel in the gullus, Keli, Keli, Lama Azavtani, this is the feeling Klai Yisrael had at the time of the Purim story, Keli, Keli, Lama Azavtani, Rachayk Mishu Asi Divrei Shargasi. I feel that my scream, my Divrei Shargasi, my scream is far from helping me. I don't really think it's going to help me. I don't really believe in it. Like it says in De'elam Samartes, Yogati Bekari, I'm worn out from calling out. Nihar Groini, my voice is hoarse. Kolu Einai Miyachel Ekoi. And I'm giving up on davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and hoping to Hashem. There's a point when we don't daven with a bren where we're supposed to. If we don't really believe it's going to happen. We kind of just go through it. We do it. But we don't really believe it's going to happen. So we learn from all this that it's not true. There are so many moments of Baiker. The Rega of Zaam passed already. That Rega of Zaam was the beginning of the Chorban. It passed. And Klai Yisrael is waiting for our tefillos. Am Hashem is waiting for our tefillos. Tzion needs our tefillos. Yerushalayim is begging for our tefillos. And Mashiach is waiting for us. It's not something we just think, oh, let's just say it, you know, it's in the Siddur, Semach David. No, it's something we really, really need to do, and then it will come. Because the moment of anger is over. Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting because the Tivayun Bayu call out. And because Tali in us. That is Hakdama A. Two more very small Akdamas. Total will be a total of three. One is, Medrash Rabbah says in Parashas Kisisa, beginning of the Parasha, V'ho yoshakai bitzarecha, Medrash Darshins, this Pasuk, make Hashem bitzarecha, put him into your tzara. Medrash also says, put Hashem into your tzara. Yancha Hashem yoyim tzara, Hashem will answer you on your day of tzara, when? What's the condition? If you focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu being part of your tzara, like it says, Hashem will answer you when it's imoy anochi v'tzara. Pshat is like this. Usually, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, you're supposed to daven to Hashem before the tzara comes. Shkayich, now the tzara comes, you're going to daven. You should be davening before. So you're less likely to be answered once the tzara starts. But there's a trick. If, even when the tzara comes, you focus on Hashem being part of the tzara, the chil Hashem, which is going on in the world. People don't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tzara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, the Klai Yisrael are suffering. The father who had to chase his children away from the Beis HaMikdash, who had to throw them out. The tzara, the Shechina, if you focus on that, then even in the time of tzara, you get answered. Yancha Hashem yoyim tzara, when? Yisagef Hashem lekayak, if you include HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he is part of your tefillah, you're also davening for him, for ima yinuchi b'tzara. That's the second akdama. The third akdama is, tefillah should not just be, because it's printed in your siddur, so you gotta say it, or it came mincha time, oh, I gotta go daven mincha. Tefillah has to be something that we want to go along and do. And listen to this. We know that there's different names to tefillah. Different names, different aspects of tefillah. One of them is called pegiyah. Like it says, Vayakev Avinu, Vayifga Mamakim. Chazal say, Vayifga Mamakim was he davened, he was the second tefillah's ma'ariv. What's the raya that Vayifga is a lashon tefillah? So the Medrash says, because the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Va'ata. And you, Yirmiyo, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al tespala ba'ado amazai, don't daven for these people anymore. Va'al tisa ba'ado, don't request for them. Rina. V'tfila, va'al tifgabi, and don't beseech me. So you see that Pigia means tefillah. So the Gemara learns from here that Yaakov knows the second marriage. What kind of tefillah is Pigia? Says the Dumin Magid. We'll give a mashal to the third mashal. He says, you need a favor from somebody. What are the chances that the guy is going to help you out on what you went asked him? If you set up a meeting, you went out of your way to look for this guy, and you said something, a very important thing that he discussed with you, and you sat with him, you talked to him, you explained to him the problem, there's a good chance, if he's able to, he's a good yid, he'll be happy to help you. But if you just met him in the shuk as you were walking, and you're schmoozing with him, and you said, oh yeah, by the way, I need this whole favor, very, very slim chance he's going to help you. He doesn't really think that you need him, because you just bumped into him. That's not a very serious request. Says the Dubin HaMagid, I would never say this, but the Dubin HaMagid says that Yaakov Avinu, we know, Chazal say, he passed right by the Makom Beis HaMikdash and he forgot to daven, Rashi brings this on Chumash, from the Gemara and Chulin. He walked right by, he didn't daven. And then after he says, Oy, Efshesh is Shavarti al Mokim Shispalu by Avaisai. Is it possible I passed by the great place where the Akedah was and I didn't daven? And he went back and daven. So it means, if he wouldn't have passed by there, he wasn't even planning on doing his tefillah. So his tefillah was because he was there. He's like, oh, you know, I'm here already. I should daven. That is a type of tefillah called Pigia, which is great. You know, it's a type of tefillah also. You're already there talking to Hashem, do the Pigia. And that's what Hashem was telling Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Hashem was telling Yirmiyahu HaNavi, you know, if the Jewish people would have asked you to daven for me, if they would be davening for me, that would be great. But nobody asked you, Yirmiyahu, to daven for them. You have pity on them. And we're having a conversation, because Hashem is talking to Yirmiyahu because he's a Navi. We're talking anyways. And we're talking. You're like, you know what? I'm going to throw in a daven for Klal Yisrael. Don't do that. I don't need any favors from them. Al tifku bi. I don't need this tefillah of pagia. I'm not interested in it, says Hashem. This is the only time they daven for me is a tefillah of pagia. Forget about it. Don't talk to me. I'm not going to answer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in a tefillah because, oh, it just happens to be you're davening and it shows up in the sitter. Some very inspiring tefillah shows up in the sitter and you daven it. It's not so persuasive because you were just davening anyways. Or because it became matter of time, now you have to daven. You need to go along. A yid needs to go along and make times of his own where he looks to go to shul extra early, staying late, or an extra moment to find a place where he's going to put aside a tefillah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to looking to daven. And that's actually the one of the karasems that we said. Listen to the lashon of the pasuk: Ukarasem oisi, you'll call to me. So the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Chavtes, v'halachtem, and you'll go. What's the lashon v'halachtem? So the mefarshim, Rashi and other mefarshim, are very concerned. What's this word v'halachtem? And you'll go, what, go where? So they say it must be v'halachtem b'drocha. You'll go my b'drocha. You'll go my ways. But the Dubin HaMagid says no. It means you should literally be going to a shul. Don't fall into shul. Not when you're there anyways. When you call to me, it's not enough. You have to be going and looking and searching and making an appointment with me, trying to meet me for an extra time. To show that it's important, that it's really important for you, what you're asking. And then I will definitely answer you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we put together these four ukarasems that we began with, and we see how beautifully it all goes together. Ukarasem be'etzem ayoyim hazeh, the one in Parshas Emor. Call out in the middle of the day. It means to say, right now, call out. What do you mean? It's dark. I don't know. It doesn't seem to be a time of geula. Call out right now. The time of the ikur gol is the zam past. Call out now to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's going to happen? What am I going to gain? Ukrasim dror ba'aretz. Because you're going to call a freedom to the world. You're going to bring Mashiach. Because of your davening now, Mashiach will come. But there's two more conditions. And those are the other two things we said. One condition is in the Haftarah. Ukrasim b'shem aleihechem. But call out, this is the remez. Call out in the name of your God. Think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Put him into your tefillah. Think about him. Think about Kaviyachal, the Shechinah being in Galus. Think about the Chil Hashem, which is going on, the lack of Kiddush Hashem in the world. This is how we finish every one of our tefillahs every day with Aleinu. Think about that. And the second condition, the third and final point, Ukrasim oisi, v'alachtim yisbalaltim elai, you should call out and be looking for me. So this is the Haftarah. The Haftarah summarizes these three points. One point is that even though we might feel like we're in some never-ending darkness, like that mashal with the guy down at the bottom of the dungeon, it's not true. Amar Shemer Asa Biker, Vikam Laila, Biker, Laila. There's so many moments of Biker. You can call it the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and there'll be a Dror Ba'aretz right away. Like we said with that Mashal, don't be bemoaning and krachting. Call out, because it's really going to happen. He's waiting. He's right there. If we call it enough, he's going to come back home. He didn't go too far yet. He's right there. And then the other condition that we had this condition that you have to put HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your tefillah. You have to be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because once the time of Tzara comes, you have to be calling out the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and including him and putting a big focus in your davening. Think about not just yourself. Think about Klai Yisrael, and even greater, think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this world. Ima Enochi B'Tzara. Focus on that. To cross them B'Shem Alekeichem. Or in the Navi, it's Alekeichem. But the calling out the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now call out to Hashem. And then finally, the other condition is, don't just happen to daven because it's mincha time now, or I got a chapa mayrev, but search for it. Intentionally keep it in mind. And Mir Tashem, if we keep all these messages in mind, we'll be zoiche to be makar of the geula, the meher of Yameinu. Kol tov.